This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05 in the evening with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman, and we're kicking off our show today with this question. How important is it to you to build a personal brand? I mean, is it even something that you're aware of? So we're looking at this because of a piece that was published on the New York Times, which is part of a sort of work agony aunt column.
So someone wrote in about a co-worker who seems super focused on personal branding. They post on work chat groups about their activity all the time. They go to lots of conferences on the company. Dollar, they post on social media about work, and it's all about polishing their personal brand.
The writer did admit that they might sound jealous, but they're also trying to understand this new culture. Is the co-worker just a narcissist? Is it just a difference in personality? And why is the writer even bothered by this? So this got us thinking about personal branding.
Yeah, and I think that if anything, it also shows a pretty clear cultural divide. If you would like to read the article for yourself, it is available on the New York Times, and the headline of it reads, "Is my millennial coworker a narcissist or am I a jealous jerk?"
And I think, what a powerful headline.
Well, I think that sets in context kind of what we're trying to talk about, right? Which is the fact that for some people, social media is still, I guess, looked at as something of a waste of time, you know, like why are you bothering to post these status updates about where you are, what you're doing? But for some other people, I think, for some other people, looking at social media and looking at the work that they're doing on social media, it's all really very much part of trying to secure some sort of job security, mm-hmm. trying to build a brand to make them more hireable. So there's this very big kind of cultural gap that's going on.
So this is something my friends and I talk about a lot, especially those who are career-driven. They tend to ask me to start thinking about building a personal brand because I don't actually have much of a personal brand online. My Twitter really is just a place for nonsense, essentially. But, you know, it is important to them, and why they're asking me to do it is because it is one way to get attention. It is one way to attract the right sort of opportunities and getting a bit of an edge over everyone else, right? So, you know, it's not something a lot of people, I think, necessarily enjoy doing, but it's something they see as a necessary evil, right? To get the next job, to get the next gig. And it is about being able to gain some sort of mobility, you know, getting that next higher paying job if they want to. And, you know, it is something that we are asked to do because right now you just hear so much about how employers themselves, even before considering calling a candidate in for an interview, they scour the internet for your social media information. They look at what you've posted. They look at where your political stances are. If you do post that online, they look at, you know, the kind of content you put out just as a person.
But I think that personal branding is more important for people who work in certain areas of work. I don't think everyone needs to have a personal branding online. I mean, I notice based on my experiences on social media, I look at my friends who do sort of work on their personal branding. They do things like unit trust agents or property agents or people who run their own businesses or their own like social organizations. So these are people who are basically self-employed. So I would imagine that it is more important for them to have a large online presence or an online persona because it's important for their work.
I suppose in some ways it's the new form of a CV, isn't it? I mean, it yeah. used to be that your CV, your resume was really just on paper. And then I think we started branching out into more creative ways of putting together a resume. And now your resume is starting to look like your whole online life. For some mm-hmm. people anyway, you know, it is kind of everything that makes up who you are seen to be online. That is included in many ways as part of your resume when someone looks at your employability. And I think, you know, we're basing this off of an initial article, right, which juxtaposes a millennial against somebody who I think has been in the workforce for a little bit longer. And as someone in my 30s, I think I fall like kind of neatly into the gap in between those two categories because I'm an older millennial. So I'm not necessarily someone who has ever thought about personal branding yeah. in this light. When we were talking about this outside, Julian, who is on Skip Intro all the time, Julian Yap, was talking about how for her, it was actually a class. It was actually a unit in her university, in her course, personal branding. And so clearly, you know, it's something that people are actually thinking about to the degree that it's being included in your degree. So I think it's an interesting topic, particularly because when it comes to putting yourself out there on social media, it is true that it's often thought of as a narcissistic activity and not as a necessity. But this is kind of reframing that.
And it's got me thinking also, because when I went for a relatively short fellowship, that was part of one of the KPIs you had to achieve. You had to start an Instagram account if you didn't have one. You had to start a blog if you didn't have one. You had to start a YouTube channel if you didn't have one, because they just wanted to, you know, get you used to being a digital native. They wanted you to, you know, start having some sort of online presence, because, you know, that's where everyone's turning to right now.
So I think that really is our question for you. I mean, when you think about personal branding and when you think about, I suppose, just your social media use in general, do you use your social media for work? Do you use it as part of kind of polishing up your personal branding in order to have more job security, in order to get more business? Do you use your social media like that? We want to know. You can WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899. You can call us and let us know, 7733-2900. And of course, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. We are not the experts on this, but we are going to be speaking with someone who is, Frida Liu, of course, of Enterprise here on BFM. And that is going to be coming your way after this. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:13 in the evening with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin, and we're talking today about personal branding. This is coming off of an article that asks, is my coworker just a millennial narcissist, or, you know, am I just a jerk? And basically it's built around this notion that if you are spending a lot of time on social media trying to build your personal brand, trying to get more traction in terms of work, that maybe that's just a necessary part of being a modern working adult, that you just have to do it. So we want to know, you know, do you use your social media for your work? And are you invested right now in building your personal brand? You can call us and let us know, 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. And while you're tweeting us, you can also participate in a poll that we've got going up at the moment, which is, what do you think of building a personal brand online? With answers being, I love it, it's a necessary evil, and who cares? So again, 7733-2900 to call, 018-789-8899 to WhatsApp, and at BFM Radio to tweet us.
And now we have on the line none other than Frida Liu. She's, of course, a presenter on The Enterprise Show. But outside of BFM, she's also an MC, speaker, and an author of 5 books, including one titled PR Yourself, Red Lipstick, and Amazing Shoes. Frida, thanks for being with us on the show today. For many of us, the idea of creating a personal brand can feel like a difficult and uncomfortable thing to do. Would you say that it's time to shed that mindset?
Okay, all of us have a personal brand. The fact of the matter is that we all have a digital presence right now. And what's going to happen is when you start searching for your name, right? Or when people start searching for you, whether you're looking for a job, they're going to get sporadic information here and there. So you beat the system and have full control of when you're being searched, that you control your messaging. So even like if you don't build your brand, someone else will, right? So it's a very simple thing. Even before the internet, there are things that you have to develop by yourself. And what's out there, right? If you don't control that message, I come from PR. If you don't control the messaging, someone will say something about you anyway. We'll just look at this fish, right? Or we look at this handbag, right? If you don't put a brand to that bag, why is an LV bag worth more? It's the brand behind it, right? Rather than, you know, a brand with no name. So it's up to you how you position yourself.
What makes a strong personal brand? Because I think many people, including me, may be anxious about the authenticity aspect, especially.
Always be authentic, right? I don't want to be anybody different when you meet me, right? When you meet me, you know who I am. But understand also, when we talk about this this presence, right? Because of online media right now, that's where we're most visible. Right, that's more where most we're also present at events and things like that. But I have to understand, Facebook has a different kind of audience and mindset and just people on it, right? When I'm on Facebook, I'm talking to my friends. When I'm on Instagram, I'm also just who I am. I haven't done Instagram, you know, like in thinking of it as a business. But when I'm on LinkedIn, right, it's always about professional information, right? So I'm very clear about what my messaging is on these different platforms. But if you see me and you're friends with me on all these different platforms, you don't see a different person. It's very difficult to live a life if you're not authentic. So, you know, so I wouldn't put photos of me in my bikini on LinkedIn, but hey, you can find that on Instagram.
And, you know, Frida, you've written books about this. Is personal branding something that came naturally to you? Or did you have to sort of tell yourself, I need to do it because this is just something that I have to do?
I think the fact that I used to work in PR was a factor, that realizing that just like companies that have brands, so do individuals, right? And as I mentioned earlier on, that if you don't decide what your story is, someone will decide your story for you. So better for you to decide what your story is, right? Because unless you're completely off the grid, right? As in, I can't find you on any, not even on Gmail, on LinkedIn, you will leave a carbon footprint, right? You will leave your mark anyway. So understand that will come out, right? So again, it's very personal, right? Some people decide to, don't decide to. It really is up to them. So I don't think it's about whether it's something that I worked at, but if I'm going to be on this platform already, I might as well. Here's the thing as well. I work in radio, right? Once upon a time, you can hide behind radio before social media, right? You can hide behind radio and people don't know what the presenters are. We now work with a station where people come in, even you choose not to be present, guests come in, they're going to take a photo of you anyway, right? And they're going to post, so you can't run away from that, right? So understand that this is it, right? Radio was not radio 10 years ago or 20 years ago. So if you understand that that's the way the world is evolving, you either join. If you can't beat them, join them. And lead, right? And lead and take the lead on what your story is going to be.
Do you feel like personal branding is still being seen pretty much as a millennial kind of thing?
No, personal branding has been around for a long time. I think it's just a little bit more talked about right now because of online media, right? So regardless of whether you're millennial or you're older or younger or what have you, it is still something out there. Someone's going to say something about you anyway, right? What is that image that you want to have, right? But again, it is important to have that image and be very clear about that image, but also be authentic. Seriously, just be authentic. It's a very difficult life to live if you're not authentic to who you are. If you're not comfortable doing certain things, don't do it. If you're more comfortable just writing articles on LinkedIn or setting up a blog, so be it, right? You don't have to do what everybody else is doing if you're not comfortable with it.
Do you have any tips for small ways to start working on your personal branding?
Small ways. That's what I was actually giving a talk recently about that. What is a small way? I find that because this is a business station and we are talking about a work scenario, LinkedIn to me has been very powerful, right? That's the professional workplace. That's the you can talk about causes you believe in. You can share articles that you believed in. You can talk about, you don't have to be the writer, but you know, you can be a contributor. You can actually do a lot of that on LinkedIn. I think that's a fairly safe place to get started, right? Again, if you get really good at things, you can, I know people, a mother who is also a family consultant, right? And she's got a Facebook group. And a lot of young mothers actually go to her and she gives advice. So you will find different platforms that are suitable for you and just do that. Right? Instagram to me is very, very pictures and all that. But a lot of people also do business out of Instagram and all that. Maybe just focus on one thing that you're most comfortable with and just start there and build from there.
Frida, thank you so much for joining us today. That was Frida Liu, presenter on our Enterprise show and also author of PR Yourself, Red Lipstick and Amazing Shoes. You can find that on her website, fridaliu.com. Well, speaking of personal branding, which has been our topic today. We're trying to understand, I guess, the importance of personal branding and also just whether or not you are doing it, you know, is that something that you are actively engaging with in your online life? Do you use your social media for that? Do you think it's important? We want to know. You can call us at 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. And we've been asking you for your thoughts. First up, we have this from Elin.
I have a millennial for a son, so you can guess roughly which generation I'm from. I have recently started using social media as a platform to market myself, as I need to get myself out there more instead of relying solely on recommendations. Testimonials from satisfied customers are also a plus point, and I post them. I think it's okay to brag how good you are when you are.
Hear, hear, Elin. I just love that last line.
But it's something that I'm, you know, it's just something that's a bit uncomfortable, right? Though, you know, again, back to Frida's point, if you, as a PR standpoint, from a PR standpoint, you really should start taking control of the narrative. Because if, let's say, someone posts a bad review of you or there's something else going on, then at least you sort of have that, you know, core source to go back to. And that's your own personal Twitter, your own personal Instagram account.
I think you can afford discomfort when your livelihood doesn't depend on it. So that's one of the things that the article itself talked about as well, right? The fact that, because it's an American article, so it comes from that point of view, and how a lot of millennials are working in a post-financial crisis world where employment feels tenuous and a bit scary. And so I think knowing that you have a strong personal brand that you can put out there, and knowing that you know, perhaps your income is going to depend on that, that helps you get over the, oh, I don't like talking about myself discomfort. That level, it's almost a privilege in some ways to have that feeling, because you probably know that your employment is reasonably secure. And there's a reason why everybody starts updating their LinkedIn profile right before they leave a job, because that's when you're trying to boost your profile.
But I think that Elin is doing, which is, she's not so much talking about herself, but she's posting testimonials about other people talking about her, which are positive things. And that has become useful for the business that she is operating. And because that's effective, because she's telling her potential customers that you can trust me based on what my client has said about me.
Which is part of branding, right? Like including those testimonials, talking about how, talking about that customer satisfaction, always important. And we do have a poll running up on Twitter at this point in time as well.
Yep, so the question asks, what do you think of building a personal brand online? 25% says, I love it. 40% says, it's a necessary evil. And 35% just says, who cares?
Well, so that's 65% of people who do have some sort of personal brand, or who do see the importance of it, really. You can participate in that. Again, our Twitter can be found at BFM Radio. And if you have any thoughts to share on personal branding, what you're doing in that capacity, how you use your social media, does it involve work, call us and let us know. 7733 2900, and you can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.